10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning Durka walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Yeah.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders are riding a three-game winning streak, outscoring the Missions in those last three games by a score of 22-2. And today they look for a series victory in San Antonio. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. Zach Bigley alongside you, and very happy to have you along on this gorgeous Saturday evening in San Antonio. Today, the Rough Riders turn to Tekoa Roby on the mound, making his second career Double-A start. It's his first start on the road, and the Rough Riders are expecting big things out of the 21-year-old in start number two. There were some good things and some things to work on in that first start against Amarillo for Roby. 3 2/3 innings, three runs, both, or I should say all three earned on six hits. He struck out five and walked three, allowing two home runs in the ballgame as well. But he comes to a ballpark that doesn't allow a lot of home runs here at the Wolf, and it's a good opportunity for him to pour in a good start, as the Rough Riders have had really good pitching over the last three nights, surrendering just those two runs during this three-game winning streak. On the other side, it's the veteran Brian Gonzalez in his ninth minor league season, the former third-round pick of the Orioles in 2014. He makes his second start of the year with San Antonio, or second appearance, I should say, first start. Two innings in that appearance, shutout baseball, allowing just one base runner on a walk. He struck out one as well. Our pitching matchup, Tekoa Roby for the Rough Riders and Brian Gonzalez on the other side for the San Antonio Missions. The Rough Riders are 4-3, Missions 2-5 so far this season. And one of the big reasons the Rough Riders won a couple nights ago was Thomas Sejesi with his big three-run triple in the first inning. He's our pregame interview guest tonight. The interview was so good, we split it up into two parts. We'll have part one today, part two tomorrow before the day game and the finale of this series here in San Antonio. We'll head to a break. Thomas Sejesi will join us on the other side of the break on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Welcome back to San Antonio. We're pregame before game five between the Rough Riders and the Missions. We're joined by Thomas Sejesi, Rough Riders infielder. And we'll start with this on the defensive side, because the defense has been really good so far. How do you feel at the different positions that you've been playing so far this year?
I feel pretty good. Everybody's making plays. When pitchers throw a lot of strikes and the pace is up, it's a lot easier to be on your toes and, you know, be ready for anything.
Do you notice with the pitch clock over the last couple of years that's helped you defensively or hurt you, or what does that do?
It definitely helps, if anything, just because there were times where pitchers are so slow pace in prior years, and it's just like so hard. It's, you try to stay locked in, but it's just harder to, when everything's going fast and the pace is good, it's just easier to be on your toes and be ready.
When you look at your offensive performance so far and coming into this season, what were some of your goals that you wanted to work on offensively?
I definitely I wanted to have a little bit more discipline, because I feel like that's the one thing I didn't do enough last year. But other than that, I didn't really think about that too much, because I don't want to change my, I don't want to start taking pitches in the zone and stuff. So I'm just trying to do damage, really. I mean, not too much emphasis on any one thing. Just try to put the ball on the barrel and use the whole field.
You're hitting third in the lineup today. Does it matter to you where you hit in the lineup in terms of your approach and what you're trying to do?
Not really. It pretty much stays the same. I don't really think about it too much, other than I gotta get ready to hit earlier or later or whatnot. But yeah, I don't think about that too much, honestly.
When you look at your time coming up and through this organization since 2020 and being drafted, what does it mean at this point in your career to be up here in AA?
It's pretty cool. I don't think I maybe in the beginning, maybe after my first year or during my first spring training, I don't think I would have thought that I would move up this quickly, I guess. But then I never really thought about it too much. I've never thought too far in advance, or too far in the past. I try to stay in the moment, and yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
With that being said, the talent on this team is really incredible. Just from a hitting perspective and playing with these guys, what's it been like to play with the incredible talent this team has?
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Everybody's so close too. I feel like we have the perfect group of guys. We have some of the guys from Hickory last year, some of the guys from Frisco last year, and everybody's just meshing together really well, and it's a lot of fun. Winning's fun, you know?
Winning certainly is fun. That's part one of our interview with Thomas Sejesi. We talked a lot about his career and his path towards getting to the Rough Riders in part two of the interview. You can hear that tomorrow before the 1:05 first pitch time in the finale of this series between Frisco and San Antonio. We'll get you set with the starting lineups for today's ball game. It's game 5 of the 6-game series when we come back. Rough Riders and Missions on the way with first pitch coming up at 7:05 on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Time for starting lineups before the Rough Riders and the Missions meet in Game 5 of this series. Let's start with the Frisco Rough Riders. As announced by Carlos Cardoza, they are 4-3 on the young season. Evan Carter leads it off in center. Then it's Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop. And Thomas Sejesi, our pregame interview guest, he's at second base hitting third. Dustin Harris in left field, Kellen Strom in right field, and Trevor Hover is today's designated hitter. Make up the middle third of the order and the bottom third. It's Jax Biggers at third base, David Garcia the catcher, and Josh Saleh at first base for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Carter, Acuna, Sejesi, Harris, Strom, Hover, Biggers, Garcia, and Saleh. Tekoa Roby makes the start for Frisco. Here's the lineup that he'll face for the San Antonio Missions, as announced by Luke Montz, the manager for San Antonio. They are 2-5 on the year. Evan Mendoza leads it off at shortstop. Then Daniel Johnson plays at center and hits second. Tirso Ornelas is the DH, hitting third. Middle third, Pedro Castellanos at first base. Corey Howell in right field. Chandler Siegel is the catcher. And in the bottom third, it's Brantley Bell at second, Luis Aviles Jr. at third, and Jorge Onya in left field. Brian Gonzalez on the mound. When we come back, it's time for the national anthem here in San Antonio, Texas. First pitch is coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Quesos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive, deep down the left field line. Forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. He makes the sliding catch, and the Rough Riders are playoff bound.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
Winners of three in a row, the Rough Riders take on the San Antonio Missions tonight for Game 5 of the six-game series in South Central Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Riders Baseball Network. It's another edition of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Your 4-3 Rough Riders are tied for first place with Amarillo in the Texas League South Division, and they look for their fourth consecutive win. It's been dominating stuff for Frisco over these last few, outscoring the Missions 22-2. In the last three ball games, Evan Carter set to lead things off against Brian Gonzalez, the left-hander. And we are set for baseball in San Antonio. Brian Gonzalez, it's the rookie and the vet kind of situation right here. Gonzalez in his ninth minor league season, he's 27 years old. Evan Carter just 20 years old. He's the second youngest player in the Texas League. There was a pregame ceremony with a bunch of little leaguers lined up around the arc of the infield dirt in shallow outfield, and took some time to get them off the field, but now we're ready to go. Here's Gonzalez looking in. He's got his sign, and from the stretch, the first pitch of the game is just outside, one ball and no strikes. We're underway, actually a minute early at 7:04 in San Antonio, Texas. Left on left, Gonzalez readies in the 1-0 pitch. Cued off the end of the bat, foul, scribbling towards the third base side into the dugout. One ball, one strike. Evan Carter hitting 414 through seven games. 8 for 16 in this series, 2 homers and 8 RBIs. He's been dominant. 1-1. He watches one low and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter, all over the Texas League leaderboards, wherever you look in terms of statistics. And a 4-hit game last night. 2-1. Just outside, 3 balls, 1 strike. That ties a career high. It's the third time in his career he's had 4 hits in a game. That's how good Evan Carter has been. He's out in center field defensively for the Rough Riders tonight. 3-1. He swings, grounds it foul back behind home. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brian Gonzalez on the other side, 6'3", 230 pounds, native of Southern Florida. Went to Archbishop McCarthy High School. He's ready from the stretch of the payoff pitch on the way to Carter. Swing and a miss, struck him out. He picks up his first strikeout on the first batter he faces, and that brings Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. Let's set the defense behind Brian Gonzalez today in the first inning. It's Jorge Oña in left, Daniel Johnson in center, and Corey Howell in right field. Luis Ambulus Jr. has third. Evan Mendoza is the shortstop. Brantley Bell is at second base. Pedro Castellanos at first, and Chandler Siegel does the catching for Brian Gonzalez, who fires home. Acuna pops it foul back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Acuna 6-for-18 in this series. And he had a good day yesterday as well, picking up 3 hits. Gonzalez stretches from the third base side of the rubber, shoulders square towards first, and the 0-1. Just high of the zone. 1 ball and 1 strike. Benjamin Engstrand has balls and strikes behind home plate today. Chris Presley Murphy is our third base umpire and crew chief. Nate Diedrich is our first base umpire, 3-man Texas League umpire and crew. 1-1. A hard line drive up and over the shortstop, Mendoza into left center field, rolling into the gap. Acuna around first. He's hot-footing into second. It gets past the center fielder, Johnson. Acuna around second on his way to third. He's getting the windmill home. The relay from Mendoza, not in time. Inside the park home run for Luis Angel Acuna. And it's 1-0 Rough Riders. Daniel Johnson slid to try and knock it down in left center field. He ended up kicking the ball away from Oña, the left fielder, cutting over. And Acuna raced around the bases and came in to score. Frisco leads 1-0, 2 batters in. Here's Thomas Sejasi. And Gonzalez deals in. Ground ball foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Oh, man. Acuna stumbled just a little bit around second base as well, but he was able to regain his footing. And just watching Carlos Cardoza, the third base coach and manager for the Rough Riders, the whole way, pinwheeling him home, and he was able to come into score standing. Gonzalez ready, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. High off the outside corner, 1 ball and 1 strike. It's the first inside the park home run for the Rough Riders since July 28th of last year at Springfield when Dustin Harris had one. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. That's when Harris hit one into right center field in Springfield and kicked off the wall kind of funny away from both outfielders, and he was able to score. It was part of a 2-homer game. The 1-2. Soft ground ball to third. Ovilus Jr. swallows it up, throws across, and he just beats him by half a step. Two away in the first inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. And Dustin Harris, the aforementioned man, steps in. Harris had a 3-run home run out of the park and then a solo home run inside the park on that July 28th day in Springfield. And the Rough Riders getting the inside the parker from Luis Angel Acuna here in the first. Here's the left-hander's first pitch. Misses away to Harris, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. One of the most exciting plays in baseball. Left-hander deals. catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Harris, who has walked 6 times in this series. Rough Riders as a whole have done a great job being patient with the San Antonio Mitchens pitching staff. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Low and away. And it's 1-2. The Mitchens have walked 26 batters in the last 3 games combined. It's been ridiculous. 1-2. Harris swings, spoils it foul on a line drive towards the picnic pavilion. Left field side. It's 1-2 still. 8 walks 2 nights ago. Or I should say 3 nights ago. 10 walks 2 nights ago and 8 walks last night for this Mitchens staff. They just walked 2 batters in the opener. That's their lone win of this series. 1-2 pitch to Harris. High and outside. 2-2. Gonzalez has had some walk troubles in his career. And Harris talking with home plate umpire Benjamin Engstrand about something. And he's ready to stand back in. Stretch by the left-hander, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him low and away for strike 3. And the side comes to a close as Siegel picks in the dirt, throws on down to complete the strikeout. 2 strikeouts for Brian Gonzalez, but an inside-the-park homer for Luis Angel Acuna makes it 1-0 Frisco as we go to the bottom half of the first inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
America's Pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Roughriders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, we have a scoring change as we go to the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Instead of a Little League home run, or I said of an inside the park home run, it is a Little League home run for Luis Angel Acuna. They say that the play for Daniel Johnson when he slid and kicked it was clean, but then they give an error on Jorge Onya, the left fielder, when he came over and tried to pick it up. Apparently he bobbled it, and that gives an error on Onya. So here's TK Roby with the first pitch to Evan Mendoza. It's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Now, TK Roby getting his second start with the Rough Riders. He winds back in the 0-1 pitch. Just high of the zone. Misses with a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Roby made his first start in that opening series against Amarillo. Wind back in the 1-1. Soft roller, third base side. Nice stop on a backhanded pickup by Biggers, and he fires across and gets Evan Mendoza for the first out of the first inning. Short hop on the backhand by Jax Biggers. Picked it cleanly and easily had the arm strength to get it across. Daniel Johnson, the center fielder now. 1-0 our score. Rough Riders have scored in the first inning again. It's the third consecutive night, and it's four consecutive nights they've scored in the first two innings now. Roby looks over the top of his glove and fires. Fastball high and away, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders have yet to trail in their last four games at any point during the game, and they take an early lead again. Roby, first base side of the rubber, issues in the 1-0. Catches the inside corner for a strike with a change. And it's one ball and one strike. Roby in that start against Amarillo allowed three runs, all earned on 3 2/3 innings. Six hits, two of them left the ballpark. The pitch, high off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. He did strike out five, though, and walked three. And definitely what to work on here is cutting down those three walks in start number two. 2-1. Curveball dips onto the bottom of the zone for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. There were definite flashes for Roby of the kind of prospect that he is. He's the number 11 prospect in the Rangers organization. And you could definitely see it throughout the ballgame. Those couple homers hurt him. He rocks back here in the 2-2. Check swing. He went around on strike three up top of the zone. And TK Roby has his first strikeout of the night. Two outs in the first inning, 1-0 Rough Riders. And Tirso Ornelas steps in. Ornelas has had a really good series. 4-for-9 with a couple homers. He's also walked seven times in the first four games. Roby offers. Fastball just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Set the defense behind Roby today for the Rough Riders. It's Dustin Harris in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Roby back into his wind in the 1-0 pitch. Changeup flutters inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Jax Biggers has third base, Luis Angel Acuna at short, Thomas Sejasi at second, Josh Sale at first base, and David Garcia does the catching. He sets up down and away the pitch. Curveball for a strike, inside edge. And it's two balls and one strike on Ornelas. The designated hitter today, open stance, left side. Bat resting against his shoulder. He raises it just slightly. Roby rocks and delivers. A line drive down the right field line, hooking, and it's foul. Two balls and two strikes. Ornelas has been one of the few bright spots in this series and really early on in this season for San Antonio, a team that is last in the league in a ton of offensive categories and, quite frankly, one of the worst offensive teams to start the season in all minor league baseball. Roby looks over his glove and fires in a check swing on a pitch down and in. He went around for strike three, and Roby strikes out two in a 1-2-3 first inning. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Top two coming up. Rough Riders a 1-0 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
the top of the second inning from San Antonio, Texas. Kellen Strom to begin things for the Rough Riders, followed by Trevor Hover and Jax Biggers. It's 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders order against Brian Gonzalez. Beautiful night for baseball. 89 degrees our temperature tonight. Sun shining up above. 10-mile-an-hour winds lazily blowing in from left. First pitch from Gonzalez. That catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Strom, who's playing out in right field defensively for the Rough Riders tonight. Today is Jackie Robinson Day in the big leagues. There's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. This is high, and it's 1-1-1. A day where we remember the man who broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. One of the best men to have ever lived in this country. The 1-1. Fouled away right side, and it's 1-2. And on this day, we remember, of course, his baseball and what he did for the game, but he was an incredible civil rights activist after his time leaving baseball. Really just a force for good. 1-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. Misses high. 2-2. Ryan Garcia will start for the Rough Riders tomorrow on the mound, and he went to the same college as Jackie Robinson just a few years later, of course. Both went to UCLA. Jackie was an incredible athlete there for the Bruins. 2-2. Hard line drive into right field. That drops in for a base hit. Howell over to cut it off. He backhands and fires it back in. And Strom held to a hard hit single. Leadoff base hit for the Rough Riders in the second. They had a whopping 16 hits last night. It's already their second hit tonight. Trevor Hover, the DH, in from the left side. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. When he was at UCLA, he was an incredible athlete. He was a four-sport athlete in terms of varsity letters. Stretch in the pitch. Just high, and it's 1-0. He played baseball, basketball, football, and he was also a national champion long jumper when he was at UCLA. And then, of course, broke into baseball with the Negro Leagues, coming up with the Kansas City Monarchs. The pitch fouled straight back into Siegel's glove, and it's 1-1. And he was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers and played only one season in the minor leagues, where he wore the number 9. And minor league baseball has the program, the 9, which tries to incorporate African-American audiences into minor league baseball. The pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. That's been incredibly successful with the Rough Riders with their work through the Dallas Black Giants and their alternate identity. Really excited to play as the Dallas Black Giants two different nights coming up this season. Strom takes his lead from first. Here's the stretch by the left-hander, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Hover. Actually, a throw over to first before that, and Strom is back in. On the major leagues, everyone wears number 42. It's retired all throughout baseball, and everyone wears it on this day. You can't really do that in the minors because guys aren't as recognizable as they are in the big leagues. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2. It's high to Hover, and it's 2-2, but it's one of the best days of the year. April 15th, the day that Jackie Robinson made his big league debut with Brooklyn. Left-hander Gonzalez ready from the stretch. Infield at double play depth up the middle. And the 2-2, a check swing and a miss. Hover goes around for strike three on a breaking ball low and away. Third strikeout for Gonzalez, and there's one out. Brings Jax Biggers to the plate. Brian Gonzalez has mentioned the veteran, former third-round pick back in 2014 by the Baltimore Orioles, and he's been in minor league baseball for 9 years. He's playing with his fourth franchise. Here's the stretch, and the pitch home, we'll have to wait again, a throw over to first, and Strom into first base. Came up with the Orioles, was with them through the 2019 season, then signed with the Rockies organization. In 2021, played in 2022 in AA Harrisburg out of their bullpen. That's the Nationals organization, the pitch. A line drive up the middle into center field right at Daniel Johnson, who coasts over to his left and spears it out of the air with one palm. There are two away in the second inning. Runner at first, Rough Riders leading 1-0. David Garcia comes to the plate. Pitched well out of the bullpen for Harrisburg last year, 3.40 ERA. Signed with the Padres this offseason. First game out of the bullpen, and his second game, he's starting on the mound. He stretches, looks over towards first again, and delivers home. Fouled away by Garcia off to the right side, 0-1. Garcia, the switch hitter, batting from the right side against the left-handed thrower. This is Garcia's significantly worse offensive side, even though this was his initial side when he was first coming up. Venezuela native actually came up as a shortstop initially. Throw goes over to first again and was converted to a catcher after he was signed by the Rangers. He hit one home run as a right-handed batter last year, and that was here in San Antonio. The pitch is cut on and missed. Back pick down to first, not in time. 0-2 on Garcia. They're paying a lot of attention to Kellen Strong, a guy who has good speed, just doesn't run a whole lot. Stands back in from the right side. Strom just 11 stolen bases last year. And the pitch home. He takes off. It's low and away. Throw down to second and not in time. Strom slides in safely. Siegel threw down from his knees and it pulled the second baseman Bell off the second base bag towards the third base side. It's a stolen base for Kellen Strom. His first of the year and his first attempt. One ball and two strikes on David Garcia. Riders lead by one. Their first man with the first man in scoring position tonight. 1-2. Garcia takes high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders with runners in scoring position and two outs this year have been deadly in a small sample size, hitting over 300. The 2-2. Garcia cues it off the end of the bat, squibber towards the first base dugout, home of the Rough Riders, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Frisco has a team hitting 313 with a 937 OPS with runners in scoring position and two outs this year. That's third in the Texas League. It's also third in AA. Gonzalez readies, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him with a changeup off the outside corner. Garcia strikes out. It's four Ks for Gonzalez through two innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Rough Riders still lead 1-0 to the home half of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tacoma Roby back to the hill in the bottom half of the second inning for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0. Roby in a very smooth first. Couple strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning. It's the top third of the order, and now it's Pedro Castellanos, Corey Howell, Chandler Siegel, middle third for San Antonio. Roby squares his shoulders to home and brings it in. Top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Four-pitch mix for Tacoma Roby. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup for the right-hander. He readies and fires home the 0-1. A line drive hit to center field. Carter started back, now comes in. Good closing speed. He makes the chest-high catch. Hit off the end of the bat by Castellanos. Carter throws on it and charged in with the wind, drawing it a little bit to his left. Made the catch on the line drive, and there's one out. Corey Howell now. Howell, right-handed batter. Hitting just 160 so far. All four of his hits have come in this series, though. It's 4-for-25 overall this year. First pitch. He swings and misses, and a good offering down low and inside, and it's 0-1. That slider's a new pitch for Tacoma Roby. Added it last year, and he's still tinkering with it, trying to figure out how to best use it. 0-1. Inside, it's 1-1. Said during spring training it was backing up on him a little bit and went away from it for just a little bit, but he's back with it. So he feels confident. That slider now. 1-1 pitch. Line drive down the right field line. Strom on the run, still going, and he can't get there. It bounces fair and rolls into the corner. Howell up to second. He's thinking three. Turning on the jets, and he pulls in easily at third with a triple. It was right down the right field line. Strom took a direct angle to it, thinking he might have a chance to catch it. It landed fair by just a couple inches inside the chalk line and then went past Strom all the way down into the corner where it's 340 feet from home plate. So Strom had to dig it out and get it back in, and Corey Howell easily ended up at third with a one-out triple. It's the first hit for San Antonio in this ballgame. Chandler Siegel now with the infield in for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 1-0. Roby ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Low of the zone, and it's 1-0. Garcia pounced up out of his crouch, looking towards third, and Howell went diving back in. But no throw. Siegel just 2-for-10 in this series. The catcher hitting in the sixth spot as San Antonio is just trying to find some offense. Roby delivers. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. As we hinted at earlier, this Missions team has just had a really tough time coming up with consistent offense. They have a 152 batting average as a team. It's third worst in all of minor league baseball. The pitch. Fouled away right side, and it's 1-2. It's the worst in minor league baseball amongst teams that have played seven games this year. Only Charleston and Carolina have lower batting averages, but they've had rainouts this year. The Missions have only hit 3 home runs on the season as well. Roby, the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Biggers has it, spins, throws home. It's high, and Howell is out at home plate. What a great play by Jax Biggers. Garcia lays down the tag on Howell, sliding feet first into home, and it was just in time. It was a ground ball to the left side of Jax Biggers. He picked it, pirouetted, and in the same exact motion, almost without looking, threw home. It was a high throw. Garcia left his feet and then laid the tag down on Howell, sliding in below him, and he just got him for the out. So the fielder's choice makes it 2 away on a great play by Jax Biggers, and Chandler Siegel safe at first base. Fielder's choice 5-2. Two outs. Here's Brantley Bell, and Roby from the stretch, the first pitch on the way. Just inside, 1-0. Well, it's that kind of defense that has helped the Rough Riders win 3 in a row. Frisco hasn't committed an error in now 4 consecutive games. The pitch. Hard line drive to short, past Luis Angel Acuña, dive into his left, rolls into left center. Carter picks it up from center, fires it back into second, and the tag is not in time. Bell dives in head first with a double. Runners at second and third and two outs for the Missions. Second extra base hit of the inning. That ball was crushed. Acuña dove off to his left. It was just out of his reach, and Carter got to it quickly. Fired back in right on the bag, but Bell was able to dive in head first ahead of the Sejacy tag. Runners at second and third for Luis Aviles Jr. 1-0 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the second. Roby trying to get out of the jam. Right-hander ready from the stretch, and the first pitch on the way. Off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. Aviles Jr. came in defensively last night at third base in the ninth inning when Juan Fernandez, the position player, came on to pitch. And then he was supposed to lead off the next inning. Here's the stretch. Roby the 1-0. A hard fly ball deep down the left field line towards the corner, and it hits fair off the warning track and up against the fence. Siegel scores. Bell right behind him. He comes in. And Luis Aviles Jr. pulls in at second with a two-run double. San Antonio with their first lead of the series since game one. It's 2-1 Missions. The Missions getting to T.K. Roby early on. Three extra base hits in the inning. They only had three hits last night. All of them were singles. Garcia goes out and has a quick chat with him. Well, Luis Aviles Jr. was supposed to hit for Michael De La Cruz because he came in and they were supposed to eliminate the DH, but De La Cruz hit anyway, and so they ended up hitting out of order, but no one caught it. So it was caught after the game that, hey, what was that substitution? So basically how it goes down in the official box score is that De La Cruz gets a pinch hit at bat, even though he started the game. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Ground ball to third. Biggers up with it. Looks back the runner at second. Flings it across the diamond, and it's in time to retire Onya. And the side comes to a close in the second. Two runs across, though, on three hits. No errors and one runner left on base. It's 2-1 Missions into the top of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trail 2-1 as we go to the top of the third inning from San Antonio. Josh Saleh to lead things off, then Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuña. It's 9-1-2 against Brian Gonzalez, who fires in. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Saleh doubled yesterday. It was his first hit in a Rough Riders uniform. Left-handed batter against left-handed pitcher. Here's the stretch. And Gonzalez delivers in. Just low off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Brian Gonzalez was drafted out of high school, Archbishop McCarthy in the Miami area. And he grew up a big Miami Hurricanes fan. 1-1. Check swing, strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. He played for an extremely talented team at Archbishop McCarthy. Just a few years before he went to high school, Danny Farquhar was there. And a couple pretty big-name position players as well. And Nick Castellanos and Alex Avila were also at that high school. 1-2. Low off the outside corner, bounced in the dirt, almost in front of the dirt circle in the grass. It was so far out in front of home plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. And actually, somebody in the Rangers organization who also went to that high school, here's the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Saleh. Down low and inside in the dirt, kicks away from Siegel. We're full at 3-2. Garrett Kennedy, who's the Rangers catching coordinator, he went to Archbishop McCarthy. He was there just crossing over with 1 year with Brian Gonzalez before he went to Miami and then was drafted by the Dodgers. 3-2. Up high for ball four. And Josh Saleh coaxes a walk to start things off in the third. 2-1 Missions, top of the third inning. Brian Gonzalez was a dominant pitcher during his time in high school. In fact, in the playoffs, he threw back-to-back no-hitters during his senior year. He wanted to go to the University of Miami. He was committed, and he didn't want to visit any other schools. That was his absolute dream school. Here's the stretch, and the throw goes over to first. Saleh's back in. But then the Baltimore Orioles came calling, and they picked him in the third round of the 2014 draft. 90th overall pick. Said he couldn't pass it up, and decided to go into professional baseball. Offering home. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes to Evan Carter. Carter was picked 50th overall 6 years later in the 2020 draft. Gonzalez has kind of been all over the place in the last 9 years, but here in San Antonio now, the 1-0. There's a high pop-up, shallow left center field. It's the shortstop Mendoza out to the grass. He makes the catch. One out in the third for Luis Angel Acuna. 2-1 Missions. Acuna with what looked like an inside-the-park home run in the first inning. Ended up going down as a triple and an error. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A line drive the opposite way into right field for a base hit. Saleh up to second. He stops right there. And Acuna has himself a two-hit day. Five hits in the last two nights for Luis Angel Acuna. And here's Thomas Sejace. So what that does is it wipes off an RBI for Acuna. He does not knock himself in. It's an E7 on that triple. Helps the slugging percentage, though. And we'll take that. So JC grounded out to third in the first inning. Our Friday's trailing by one in the third. First pitch. He swings, fouls it back, and it's 0-1. So JC was our esteemed guest on the pregame show. Always fun to talk to Tommy, a guy who it's still hard to believe is just 21 years old up here at the AA level. 0-1 pitch on the way. Down low in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. Very good friends with tonight's starter, Tekoa Roby, and also Evan Carter, the man who bats two in front of him. Those three part of a very talented 2020 draft class for the Rangers. 14th overall pick in the first round was Justin Foscue, who just hit his first AAA homer last night. And then Carter was in the second round, Roby in the third round, Sejace in the fifth. The pitch is chopped, third baseline and foul. And it's one ball and two strikes. Dylan McClain was taken in the fourth round of that draft. He's in the bullpen for Down East right now, still just 20 years old himself. It was just a five-round draft because of COVID. And those are the five picks by the Rangers. And you have three of them in AA and one of them in AAA knocking on the big leagues just 3 years later. That is a really good draft. 1-2 pitch on the way to Sejasi. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge, outside corner. He goes down looking. It's the fifth strikeout for Gonzalez. Two outs, and here's Dustin Harris. 2-1 our score. Rough Riders trail the Missions. Harris, a strikeout victim himself back in the first. Saleh leads from second, Acuna from first. And the first pitch. Harris grounds it foul into the Rough Riders dugout. Nice play by Tripp Keister, Rough Riders bench coach, barehanding it with his left hand. And it's 0-1. Rough Riders had 17 at-bats last night with runners in scoring position. They went 7 for 17. 16 hits. They left 15 on base. The pitch. Ground ball foul right side. It's 0-2. Talking to Ryan Tuntlin, the Rough Riders hitting coach after the game, saying, hey, you got to be pretty happy with 16 hits. First thing he says, yeah, we got to score more than 7 runs. The ever optimistic. No, he was very happy with the 16 hits. He just says, we've got to take advantage of those opportunities that we had. 0-2. Down low and inside of the dirt. Kicks away from Siegel, but not far enough for anybody to advance. 1-2. Harris looking to pick up a run and tie the game. Saleh does not have great speed. It plays in his favor, though, that there are two outs. He's running on contact. Acuna behind him has elite-level speed. 1-2. Chopper high over to the first base side. Castellanos fields, race to the bag, and Gonzalez just beats Harris for the final out of the third. Boy, that was a really tough play. Castellanos had to wait for it to come down out of the sky, and he fed to Gonzalez in time. No runs for the Rough Riders. One hit, no errors, two left on. Bottom three coming up. Frisco trails 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Tacoa Romy looking for a bounce-back inning in the third. He allowed two runs in the bottom half of the second. Frisco trailing 2-1 the San Antonio Missions. Evan Mendoza starts it off, first pitch. Curveball dips low of the zone, 1-1, no strikes. Mendoza showed bunt and pulled back. It's Evan Mendoza, Daniel Johnson, Tirso Ornelas, top third of the order for San Antonio. Roby, the 1-0 pitch. Hard ground ball out to short. Acuna swallows it up, slings it sidearm onto first, and Mendoza is retired for the first out in the third. Daniel Johnson to the plate now. Missions with two runs in the bottom half of the second, countering the Rough Riders' one run in the top of the first. Johnson struck out in the first inning. It was a good first for Roby. 1-2-3, got a couple strikeouts as well. And then he allowed three extra base hits in the second inning. First offering to Johnson. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the short in stature, Speedy Johnson. Just 2 for 21 to start the year. The 0-1. Inside. Ball and a strike. Talked about the struggles offensively for San Antonio. Really, offense is down all across the Texas League and really all across minor league baseball to begin the season. 1-1. There's a high pop-up on the infield right side. So JC out into shallow right field. And he's under it to make the catch. Riders' second baseman makes the play, and there's two outs for Tirso Ornelas. It's pretty normal to see in the beginning of the season, in the first couple weeks of the year, especially across minor league baseball with a lot of the colder temperatures in the northern part of the U.S., to see the offense down a little bit. But here in the Texas League, it's usually pretty stable from start to finish. It's not the case this year. It'll certainly even out, though. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner. 0-1. San Antonio is certainly not going to hit 150 the entire year. Rough Riders certainly not going to have 16 hits every night either. The 0-1. Down low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. But even last night is a perfect example where Rough Riders had 16 hits, and they were really struggling on the offensive side coming into two nights ago. So getting those hits, bumping up their average a little bit to 244 now. 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. So the law of averages will take its role. Rough Riders will be heading to Amarillo in 2 weeks, and that'll really help the offensive numbers. 2-1 home. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, 2-2. Two outs, bases clear, 2-1 Missions. Bottom half of the third. Roby looking really strong. Looks over the top of his glove. And he comes home with a 2-2. Just low. Misses with the breaking ball, and it's three balls and two strikes. There's already action out in the bullpen for San Antonio. It's Edwin Bencomo who starts to loosen. Payoff pitch on the way to Ornelas. Whip foul left side. Look out in the picnic pavilion. It's full out there today. Really good crowd on this Saturday evening. Night game before a day game of day baseball tomorrow. 1 o'clock first pitch, 105. Payoff pitch to Ornelas. Swing and a miss, got him. Fastball inside, and TK Roby skips off the mound. It's his third strikeout and a 1-2-3 inning in the third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top four coming up. Riders trail by one. 2-1 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershaken, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom starts the inning for the Rough Riders in the fourth. Frisco trailing 2-1 in the first offering. A high pop-up right side, shallow right field. Corey Howell coming in, and he's under it to make the catch. One pitch, one out in the fourth. Trevor Hover steps in. Brian Gonzalez still out there, even though there is action with Edwin Bencomo warming up in the bullpen. Left on left here, right-hander in the bullpen. And another left-hander on deck. First pitch on the way to Hover. He takes high and tight, one ball, no strikes. Strikeout victim in the second. Gonzalez has already struck out five batters. One out here in the fourth. 1-0. Fouled away left side. It's one ball and one strike. And that was something he always did well, was strike out a lot of guys. Working on his craft in high school, the Southern Florida area is such a baseball-rich environment. The 1-1. Low and away, and it's two balls and one strike. And he was lucky enough in high school to work with Alex Fernandez, who was a very good pitcher in his time, actually won a World Series in 1997 with the Florida Marlins. 2-1 off the outside corner, and it's three balls and one strike. And Fernandez really preached pitching inside and being aggressive with that fastball, and that's something that Gonzalez really took to heart. It's the guy that he credits really his aggressiveness with his fastball especially. 3-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. 3-2. Not a bad guy to learn from. A lot of really good big leaguers coming from that area in South Florida. 3-2. Hard line drive to right center field. Johnson chasing after it, and he's going to have to chase it all the way to the wall. It hits off of it. Hover up to second, and he stops right there. Trevor Hover with his first double of the season. Doubling to right center field. And with one out, that brings Jax Biggers up to the plate. It's the Rough Riders' fourth hit. They've had one in every inning so far. It's only a matter of time before Trevor Hover starts to get going. It's only his fourth hit of the year in 22 at-bats. And when he gets going, watch out. That's another big bat in the Rough Riders' order. Jax Biggers lined out to center his first trip. Gonzalez looks back towards second and delivers home. This is low off the outside corner with the breaking stuff, and it's one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez with Baltimore made it as high as double A and then pitched in triple A with the Rockies organization in 21. The pitch fouled in and out of Siegel's glove, and it's 1-1. Well, he pitched in 8 games in triple A in his career. A lot of games in double A, though. Part of a veteran team here in San Antonio. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Biggers chases off the outside corner. 1-2. Don't find a much more experienced team at the AA level than you will here in San Antonio. Bunch of 27, 28-year-olds. Rough Riders, very young team on the other side. 1-2. Off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. The That being said, though, Jax Bigger is the man at the plate. He's a bit of a Double-A veteran. This is his third year here in Double-A. 26 years old. The pitch. There's a fly ball to center field. Right at Daniel Johnson, though. Backs up a couple steps, and he's under it to make the catch. Hoffer remains at second. Two down in the fourth inning for David Garcia. And that's going to be it for Brian Gonzalez. Luke Montz, the manager, out of the San Antonio dugout. And he makes the move down to the bullpen. So a pitching change in San Antonio. Top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. And we will see Edwin Bencomo come in out of the bullpen. We'll step aside. Be back to the Wolf after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
It's all about the ladies on April 22nd at Riders Field with Girl Power Night and Girl Scout Night. Before the game, come out for the Women Who Lead panel moderated by Frisco City Councilor Tammy Minershaken, including national champion gymnast Maggie Nichols. So come out to the ballpark on April 22nd to support Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas and Girl Power Night at Riders Field. For tickets, call today at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Two on, Mission's out in front, top of the fourth inning. And David Garcia steps in against the new pitcher, Edwin Bencomo. Brian Gonzalez done in his start after 3 2/3 innings. Runner at second base is Trevor Hover. Garcia trying to pick him up. Bencomo making his second appearance in the series. We saw him in game two. He readies and delivers home. High and inside, one ball, no strikes. Bencomo in that game allowed a couple runs in an inning and a third on three hits. He was the one who allowed the Evan Carter three-run home run in the second inning. 1-0 pitch. There's a high fly ball to right center field. Hit fairly well. Johnson back to the warning track. Still running. Reaches out. Makes the catch. Two steps in front of the wall. Well, Garcia gave it a ride, but picked on the wrong part of the ballpark to do it. That's a pretty deep shot into right center. And he is the final out of the fourth. No runs for the Rough Riders on one hit. No errors and a runner left stranded. Bottom four coming up. Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Pedro Castellanos starts things off in the bottom of the fourth inning for San Antonio. It's 2-1 Missions lead. Castellanos, Howell, and Siegel, 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Tacoa Roby, 3 strikeouts so far through his 3 innings. Right on right, he winds back and offers home. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Roby has had no problem against the top third of the order. Evan Mendoza, Daniel Johnson, and Tirso Ornelas. The 1-0. Off the outside corner, it's 2 balls, no strikes. In the first inning, he went 1-2-3 against those three. And then in the third inning, he went 1-2-3 against him as well. But in the second, gave up 3 hits to that bottom two-thirds as the pitch has popped up in the infield. So JC, the second baseman, coming in. Now a couple back pedals, and he makes the catch. One out for Corey Howell. Beautiful night in San Antonio. Sun starting to set, and there is a gorgeous, massive cloud beyond right field that's taking up about two-thirds of the sky in our vantage point. It looks like a giant mushroom cloud in right center field. It's just beautiful. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Howell, a check swing, roller foul right side, 0-1. That's the thing about these San Antonio nights. They have been perfect for beautiful sunsets with some spotty clouds around the sky. And as the sun sets, it lights them up a beautiful shade of orange and pink. Cotton candy all around the sky. Here's the wind back. And the pitch on the way. It's a ground ball shot over to second. So JC vacuums it in, throws on to first, and it's in time. Two down for Chandler Siegel. Two on Missions, bottom of the fourth inning. Chandler Siegel steps in. Siegel reached on a fielder's choice in the second, came in to score on the two-run double by Luis Aviles Jr. That is currently the difference in the game. Roby looks in over the top of his glove and winds back, delivers. Low and away, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have had 2 starting pitchers so far this year that have gone 5 innings. Roby delivers. Curveball pierces the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. And Roby is in good shape with the pitch count right now, just 46 pitches as he pitches here in the fourth, so he has a chance to go 5. The 1-1. Curveball outside corner again for strike 2, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trying to sit Siegel down. And another 1-2-3 inning. He winds back in the 1-2. Fly ball hit well. Deep right center field. Long run Carter to the warning track. Over his head. Off the warning track and up over the wall for a ground rule double. So a 2-out double for Chandler Siegel. It's his first extra base hit of the season. And Brantley Bell steps in.
Mission second baseman, Brantley Bell.
T.K. Roby, after retiring 6 in a row, allows the double. And now Bell, who doubled in the second, steps in. The first pitch is bounced foul back behind home, 0-1. Roby last year with Hickory, 22 games, 21 starts, a 4.64 ERA, a ton of strikeouts, 126 Ks in 104 innings. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. He went around off the outside corner. A strike, and it's 0-2. Good curveball from Roby. Runner in scoring position. Roby trying to buckle down in the fourth. He deals. Slider off the outside corner. Just missed, and it's 1-2. Siegel takes his lead from second. Good speed for a catcher. Roby stretches. And he offers home. Slider away. He wasted another one, and it's 2-2. Couldn't get Bell to finish. Retoes the rubber. Dangles his right arm to his left. Tucking his glove to his chest. He has his sign. Brings it up to the chin. And keeps it right there. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball elevated for strike three. Fourth strikeout for TK Roby, and he strands a runner at second base. No runs, a hit, no errors, runner left on. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Missions 2, the Rough Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark of the Park on Thursday, April 20th. Bring your four-legged furry friends out for a Rough Riders baseball game, enjoy the HEB family lawn beyond the outfield, or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game with a human and also get a doggy bag at the gate with treats provided by Piper's Peporium. See you at Bark of the Park, Thursday, April 20th. First pitch at 6:35. Woo woo! Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Bring the beat in.
Josh Saleh in the ninth spot starts things off for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 2-1 to San Antonio in the top of the fifth inning. Edwin Bencomo deals. Flutters across the outside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 0-1. Saleh a walk in the third, and he was stranded at second base. Bencomo, the 0-1. Check swing, just high of the zone, 1-1. Rough Riders' lone run today came back in the first inning. It was a triple from Luis Angel Acuna, and he came in to score on an error by the left fielder Jorge Oña. 1-1. Hard ground ball, right side of the infield, comes up on Castellanos, off his chest, he recovers, and flips to Bencomo, covering first for the out. There's one away. Castellanos has been playing first base for a long, long time. The minors easily got in front of that, like a catcher blocking a pitch in the dirt. Bencomo racing over, and they were able to get Saleh for the final out, or the first out, I should say, of this fifth inning. First pitch to Evan Carter. Whip and a miss up top. It's 0-1. Carter 0-2 so far tonight. Strikeout in the first, a pop out in the third. Bencomo delivers. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. kind of hard to believe the way Evan Carter has been playing here in the minors that he was not a big draft prospect. The 0-2 is high off the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. He wasn't even listed in the top 200 by MLB.com when he was drafted 50th overall. The Rangers really, really liked him, the pitch. Pop foul back behind home in foul territory. The catcher Siegel giving it a look, and he makes the catch just to the outside portion of the dugout down the third base line. It's the second out of the fifth inning, and here's Luis Angel Acuña. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 in the fifth. But the Rangers, when their next pick came around at 50, they were very surprised to see Evan Carter still there because they knew other teams liked him. They picked him, and they were thrilled, and you can see why. He's their number one prospect now, the pitch. High and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. So much talent in the young 20-year-old, the second youngest player in the Texas League this season. Stretch and the 1-0. High to Acuña, and it's two balls and no strikes. The five youngest players in the Texas League this year, Davison De Los Santos, who we saw for Amarillo, who's 19. He's the youngest. Then Evan Carter, the 2-0. Acuña swings and misses, and it's 2-1 on a high fastball. Then Jordan Lawler, who's the shortstop for Amarillo, the Diamondbacks' number one prospect. Then number four is Thomas Sejasi, Rough Riders' second baseman. Number five is this man, Luis Angel Acuña, both 21 years old. 2-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball again. It's 2-2. So that gives you an idea of not only the talent, but also the youth on this Rough Riders team. They have three of the top five youngest players in the league, and they're all top prospects. 2-2. Acuña spanks it to center field right at Daniel Johnson, coasting over to his left, makes the catch back, pedaling in center field, and the side comes to a close. 1-2-3 inning for Vencomo. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning, San Antonio with a 2-1 advantage as T.K. Roby goes back to the hill. Roby has only allowed two runs on four hits so far through his four innings. Faces 8-9-1. Luis Aviles Jr., who did the big damage against him in the second, is the first batter. The pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a curveball in the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Aviles Jr. had the two-run double in the second inning. That's the difference in this game. Roby, the 0-1. A high pop-up in the infield, right near second base. It's Acuña, the second baseman, behind the bag, or the shortstop, I should say, makes the catch. One away for Jorge Oña. 2-1 missions, bottom five. Oña. Tacoma Roby was drafted in the third round in 2020 by the Rangers and then obviously didn't play because there was no minor leagues that year in 2020. Went to A-ball down east in 2021. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. And got off to a really strong start there. 2.45 ERA, six starts. But then he found a little bit of pain in his elbow. The 0-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. And it turned out that he had a proximal tear in his UCL. A proximal tear is a little bit different than a distal tear, which requires surgery. Here's the wind back of the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him upstairs for strike three. Fifth strikeout for Roby. Two down. Brings Evan Mendoza to the plate, top of the order, 2-1. Missions out in front of the Rough Riders. And so because it was the proximal tear, he didn't require Tommy John surgery. Instead, he just needed rest. So he just rested with the elbow sprain. The UCL healed itself. Wind back in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Busted it right by him, and it's 0-1. And then he ended up making 22 appearances, 21 starts last year. Still trying to find that form he had in 2021 pre-injury, though. 0-1. Line foul right side. It's 0-2 now on Mendoza, but he certainly seems locked in right now. It's all about consistency for Roby. In his last five starts, he was dominant in Hickory last year with a 2.22 ERA in those last five starts. And that brought him up here to AA as just a 21-year-old. Won't turn 22 till September 18th. 0-2. Just a hair inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. A Hendersonville, North Carolina native, originally committed to Troy University in Alabama before being drafted in that third round. 1-2 pitch. Flicked foul right side. Still one ball, two strikes. Trying to work through a 1-2-3 fifth inning against Evan Mendoza, who was part of Team Columbia in the WBC this year. Former Cardinals pick. He was a minor league Rule 5 draft pick by the Padres this year. Wind back in the 1-2. Line drive to shallow right field. That drops in for a base hit. Strom cuts it off and gets it back in quickly, but Evan Mendoza singles to the opposite way. And that brings Daniel Johnson to the plate. Fifth hit for San Antonio tonight. It's the first hit that hasn't come from the bottom half of the order. Two-hitter Daniel Johnson, 0-for-2 tonight. Strikeout and a pop-out. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter, Roby's pitch. Runner takes off, pitch is popped up, back behind home. Garcia watches it go. Ooh, just in front of the net. He thought it was going to get out of play. It came back in, but he wasn't there to make the catch. 0-1. Good Saturday night crowd. And an urge on Johnson. Roby ready from the stretch. And he delivers in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch biting low and away. 0-2. Two strikes. Jax Biggers at third base backs up to the cut of the outfield grass. Halfway in between second base and third base. O2 offering. Just a bit low. Missed by much. It's one ball and two strikes. Maybe a bit outside as well. Mendoza takes his lead from first. He's 1-for-1 in stolen bases this year. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside of the dirt for strike three. Garcia picks, fires on down to first to complete the strikeout. And it's the sixth punch out for TK Roby tonight. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base in the fifth inning for San Antonio. Let's go to the sixth. Rough Riders, a 2-1 deficit on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the sixth inning, Edwin Bencomo still out on the hill for San Antonio. Thomas Sejacy bats, and the first pitch rides inside. One ball, no strikes. Sejacy, Harris, Strom, the 3-2 up in the sixth inning. 2-1 San Antonio. Bencomo deals. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1 on Sejacy, who's grounded out and struck out his two trips. Pitch home. Hard ground ball on three hops out to short. Mendoza swallows it up and flings it across the diamond to get Sejacy. One out. Here's Dustin Harris. Harris 0 for 2. Trying to get things going early on in his season. He's getting on base plenty. It's not the extra base hits we're used to seeing from Dustin. First pitch is high. One ball, no strikes. No home runs yet. One double, one triple. He's walked six times in this series. 1-0 pitch. Just low off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Playing this game here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio. 2-0. Fouled straight back. Two balls, one strike. San Antonio has been playing professional baseball since 1888. San Antonio Missions. They haven't all been here in this ballpark, of course. 2-1. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's 2-2. This ballpark opened in 1994. Nelson Wolf, the former mayor of San Antonio. Well, he got the namesake. New ownership, though, this offseason. They're looking for a new ballpark. 2-2. Hard grounder, first baseline. Castellanos has it go off of his glove, back behind him. Second baseman Mendoza tries to glove flip it onto first. That was Bell, beg your pardon. But it goes over the pitcher, Bencomo, covering first base. Backed up by Chandler Siegel. Dustin Harris is aboard at first. We'll see what that scored, a base hit or an error on Pedro Castellanos, the first baseman. It was a hard ground ball, went off to his left side to try and field it. It went off of his glove and not behind him into shallow right, but behind him towards the second baseman, Bell, who tried to come over and make a spectacular play. Harris is aboard at first with one out here in the sixth inning for Kellen Strong. First pitch. Flips the outer edge, a strike, 0-1. One for 2 day for Strom. He singled into right field in the second. Ben Como deals home. Down low in the dirt. Ball and a strike. Harris is known to go. He was a 2020 player in 2021, meaning 20 homers, 20 stolen bases, and well on pace for that as well last year before his injury in late August. 1-1 pitch. Strom swings, fouls it back into Siegel's glove, and it's 1-2. Harris 0-for-1 in stolen base attempts so far this year. They do mark it an error, by the way. E3, allowing Dustin Harris to reach. One-two pitch. Harris takes off, high and away. Throw to second. Not in time. Harris swipes the bag, and Luke Montz comes firing out of the Mission's dugout. The San Antonio manager going to go argue. It's Chris Presley Murphy, the crew chief, right on top of it at second base. Harris looked like he almost overslid the bag, but he's called safe, and he has his first steal of the year. It was a high outside pitch, almost looked like a pitch out. Good ball for Chandler Siegel to throw on. The tag from Brantley Bell was just a little bit late. Two balls, two strikes, and a ball gets loose down the left field line from the berm. Left fielder Jorge Onyes to go pick it up, throw it back into the stands. 2-2 on Strom. One out, runner in scoring position now for the Rough Riders. Frisco 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position tonight. It's not as if they haven't had the opportunities. They've stranded four so far. 2-2. Check swing. Pitch low and away. They appeal. And he did not go around. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With Trevor Hover on deck, who doubled back in the fourth. Golden scoring opportunity to try and take advantage of a Mission's defensive miscue. There haven't been many this year. The 3-2. Soft ground ball foul past Cardoza, the Riders' manager and third base coach. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. The Mission's entered the game today with just 2 errors on the season through 7 games, and they have 2 errors tonight. It's been a very well-played series defensively between these two teams. 3-2. Hop foul out of play, right side. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. The only thing that hasn't been clean has been the walk numbers. It's been better tonight from San Antonio, but over the last 3 games, San Antonio, 26 combined walks. 8 walks, 10 walks, and 8 walks in the last 3. Leading to the Rough Riders winning a combined score of 22-2 in those games. Payoff home. Harris takes off for third. Low and away. Throw to third. Not in time. Harris swipes a couple bags, and it's ball four. Strom is at first. With 2 stolen bases for Dustin Harris. He's the first Rough Riders player with 2 stolen bases in a game this year. A walk to Kellen Strom. Runners on the corners. And here's Trevor Hover. Harris slid in just ahead of the tag. Luis Aviles Jr. put the tag down, and he thought it was in time. And now Trevor Hover. Hover trying to do some damage. He had a grand slam on opening day, his first double of the year in the fourth. Tying run at third. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. It's 0-1. They play Hover to pull on the infield and in the outfield. Just slightly, though, in the outfield. 0-1. High, and it's ball and a strike. Hover the DH tonight. Was in right field last night. Bencomo ready from the stretch. 1-1 pitch on the way. Low and inside, 2-1. San Antonio gets more action going in their bullpen with Nick Hernandez. Slithers across the outside corner at the knees for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Still just one out in the inning. Runners at first and third. Great opportunity for Frisco. Harris showing off the speed, stealing second, then stealing third. The 2-2 on the way. Auburn takes down and in the dirt. There goes Strom down to second, and he's caught in a pickle in between first and second base. Being chased back towards the bag, and now the throw to third, not in time. And Harris is safe at third, so everyone's safe. Castellanos, the first baseman, was running him back towards second base. And then Harris broke towards the plate and then went back to third. Castellanos threw back to third behind him, and he was safe at third base. And there are runners at second and third now. It's a stolen base for Kellen Strong. And it's 3-2 on Trevor Hobart. Well, that worked out. Infield comes in for San Antonio. And the crowd is not happy with this umpiring crew. Three close plays all have gone in Harris's favor. The 3-2, a swing and a miss, and Hobart strikes out. Two down. First strikeout for Bencomo in relief. Jax Biggers climbs in. After three straight games in which the Rough Riders dominated and completely blew out the Missions, this has been a very well-played game and close between these two. It's been exciting. Here's Jax Biggers, first pitch. Chopper foul, first base side, 0-1. 2-1 Missions, top of the sixth inning. Two in scoring position for the Rough Riders. First base is open. We've reached the bottom third of the order now for the Rough Riders. It's the 7-0 hitter, Jax Biggers. 0-1. Fly ball softly hit in the left field. Jorge Onya right there, and he makes the catch. And San Antonio and Edwin Bencomo get out of the jam on a fly ball out to left field. No runs, no hits, an error, and two left on. Rough Riders trail 2-1 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes two golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com, and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
San Antonio leads 2-1. Bottom half of the sixth inning, Tirso Ornelas steps in. 3-4-5 in the order against T.K. Roby, who looks to become the first Rough Riders starting pitcher to record an out in the sixth inning this year. He looks over the top of his glove, winds back, and fires home. Strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have not had a quality start yet this year. This is game number 8 of the season. 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Sajacy, to his right. He fields belt high and fires onto first in time for the out. One away. Pedro Castellanos now. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Missions. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the 6th. It's not terribly unusual to go this far into the season without having a pitcher pitch into the 6th inning. In fact, it's almost surprising that it's happening this early. The pitch. Line foul right side. It's 0-1. Every organization has a different philosophy about their starting pitching early on in the year and what they want to do. There are teams like the Dodgers and the A's that usually don't have their starters go past 3 or 4 innings until the end of April. The 0-1. Rip and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-2. The Rangers feel good about where Roby is right now. It's just his 71st pitch right there as we play in the 6th. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him out in front of a curveball for strike 3. DK Roby with his 7th punch out, and there are 2 away. Man, he's looked good tonight outside of that 2nd inning. Dominant stuff from the 21-year-old. Gave up the 3 extra base hits in the 2nd inning and allowed both the runs. And outside of that, he's allowed just 2 hits and struck out 7. Corey Howell now in the pitch. He swings and drills it out to deep left field. This one's back to the wall, and it hits off the warning track, bangs up against the fence. Harris gets it back in quickly, but Howell slides in at 2nd base with a double. And it's another 2-out base runner for San Antonio. That's been kind of the oddity over the last 3 innings now. He gets the first 2 outs very quickly, and then he's given up double, single, double in the last 3 innings after getting those 2 outs. David Garcia goes out to chat. Jax Biggers joins the third baseman. Calm him down a little bit before Chandler Siegel steps in, who doubled in the 4th inning with 2 outs. Now Tommy Sajacy will run in and join as well. And now the home plate umpire, Benjamin Engstrand, comes in. What are you guys talking about? 2-1, Rough Riders trail, bottom 6. Siegel, not an easy out. He was always going to battle up there. Dangerous guy. You want to keep it a one-run game here. Rough Riders have 8-9-1 due up in the 7th. Frisco haven't scored 22 runs in their last 3 games combined. Very good offense. The pitch. Curveball inside. 1 ball and no strikes to Siegel. Putting 16 hits last night. Combined 32 hits over the last 3 games. One 0 pitch. Curveball whacked in the air down the right field line. It drops in fair. Howell around third. He comes in to score. Strom gets it back in to hold Siegel at first base. But it's an RBI single for Chandler Siegel. And it's now a 3-1 Missions lead. But all the damage today for San Antonio coming with 2 outs. The tough part has been getting that 3rd out for Roby in his start. Brantley Bell steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a double and a run score. Roby from the stretch, he deals. There's a high drive, deep left field. Harris back to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it's off the wall and in play. Siegel around third. Acuna's throw to the plate. It is not in time. And Siegel's fired up. It's 4-1 Missions. RBI double for Brantley Bell off the wall in left field. three consecutive hits, all with two outs for San Antonio. That one looked like it had a chance to get out of here. And it hit off the very top of the wall. There's an LED panel above the left field fence that's above the yellow line, and couldn't tell whether or not it hit off of that panel or off the very top of the wall. If it hit off the panel, that's a two-run homer. The Rough Riders will certainly take the double instead. And now Luke Montz is going to go out and chat with the umpire, Chris Presley Murphy, about that exact thing. Did it hit off that panel or did it hit off the wall? The really tough part of this situation as well is it's at that time of the night where that LED panel is really, really bright and the wall is dark. And so as soon as that ball enters into our sight line in front of that LED panel, it essentially just disappears. You can't tell where it actually hits. So it's going to stay a double. 4-1 Missions, bottom of the sixth inning. Roby from the stretch. He delivers home. It's line foul off the fist into the netting above the Riders' dugout on the first base side. It's 0-1. And now Grant Anderson is warming in the bullpen down the right field line. Roby ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball out to short. Acuna swallows it up. Couple crow hops across to first. And it's in time to retire the side. But damage done. Two runs across on three hits. No errors. And one runner left on base. So it won't be a quality start for T.K. Roby, but he goes through six. Top seven around the corner. It's 4-1 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the seventh inning, it's 4-1, Missions out in front. Two runs in the bottom half of the sixth inning to add on to their lead. David Garcia, Josh Saleh, and Evan Carter due up in the inning for the Rough Riders. Edwin Bencomo out of the game. And Nick Hernandez takes over. Right-hander ready from the stretch against the switch hitter Garcia from the left side in the first pitch. Pours it in there for a strike down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Edwin Bencomo, much better than we saw just a few days ago. 2 1/3 shutout innings in this outing. The 0-1. Garcia puts it on the ground, foul towards the Rough Riders bullpen. It's 0-2. 2 1/3 innings. No runs, no hits for Bencomo. He struck out one and walked one. Hernandez ready from the stretch. And he kicks and deals. Down low and inside of the dirt. Siegel blocks, and it's 1-2. Hernandez, the 28-year-old, 6'1", 212 pounds. We've seen him in this series as well. He threw in game two. Two shutout innings with six strikeouts. He stretches. And the 1-2 pitch. Garcia swings, puts it in the air, left center field in shallow. Johnson coming on, and he runs it down, makes the catch. Really nice play coming into the gap in left center field. And charging on hard. He's able to reach up and make the catch on the run. Showing off the speed, and that brings Josh Sale to the plate. Oh, for one with a walk today. Riders first baseman. Riders trailing 4-1. The pitch. Just high of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Top of the seventh inning. At the end of the sixth inning, the Missions feature one of their mascots. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Line drive to left center field. Johnson racing back this time. Can't catch up to this one. Cuts it off in the gap. Sale around first, and he puts on the brakes, hustles back in. He's got himself a long single to left center field. Evan Carter now at the top of the order, 4-1 Rough Riders trail. That mascot is a puffy taco. Ever heard of a puffy taco? Well, they're really big here in San Antonio. Essentially what it is instead of a normal hard shell or a soft shell like a corn or a flour tortilla, here's the stretch, and the pitch in. Just off the outside corner and low, it's one ball and no strikes. They use a type of masa that when you fry it, it fills up with air, so it's kind of a fluffy, crispy style, not really a crunch, but more of a crisp. The pitch. Top of the zone to Evan Carter, and it's one ball and one strike. And it's a specialty here in San Antonio. San Antonio is actually the third biggest city in the country for tacos. Just behind Austin, Texas, and San Jose, California. 1-1. Down low and inside. And it's two balls and one strike. And a lot of those tacos are puffy tacos. There are over 240 restaurants in San Antonio that have puffy tacos. So if you come down, you got to get a puffy taco. 2-1 pitch to Carter. Hard grounder, foul. Now on the right side, and it's two balls and two strikes. They originated back in the 1950s here, and they weren't called puffy tacos until about the 1970s, but they're a little bit different. And they're so well known for it here that the Missions decided to have a mascot as a puffy taco. Their other mascot is Balapeno. He's a jalapeno pepper. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. Carter fouls it straight back to the screen. It's still two balls and two strikes. How big is San Antonio for tacos? There are an average of 5 taco places for every 1,000 people here in San Antonio. That's a lot of taco places, especially because there are over 1 million people in San Antonio. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Carter goes down on strikes and a pitch down low and inside. It's the first strikeout for Hernandez, and there are two away. Sale at first base. Two down in the seventh for Luis Angel Acuna. 4-1 Missions lead over the Rough Riders. Luis Angel Acuna from the right side. 2-for-3 today. Pitch. Check swing. Low and away, and he went around for strike one. 0-1. Acuna had the triple and scored on an error in the first, a Little League home run, and singled in the third. Oh, 1. Check swing and a miss again on a same pitch off the outside corner in the dirt. 0-2. Sale at first base, not a lot of speed. It'd be great to get at least one run back here. You have the reliable Grant Anderson coming in out of the bullpen next inning. 0-2. Acuna swings, hits it foul on the ground back behind home. Still no balls, two strikes. A balloon got loose out of the stands, and it's floating its way across the infield, probably about 150 feet above the field of play. And it keeps on floating along with the wind out to right field. The pitch, high and tight. One ball and two strikes. It's not your normal balloon. It's one of those birthday balloons that says happy birthday on it. And it's going to keep on floating into the San Antonio night and out of the ballpark. There it goes. Now the ball gets loose from the bullpen where Grant Anderson is warming up on the right field line. And the right fielder, Hal, has to go grab it. One ball, two strikes on Acuna, two outs, runner at first. 4-1 our score, Mission's out in front. Hernandez, third base side of the rubber, closed off from the stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball just high. Two balls, two strikes. Hernandez wanted it, didn't get the call. Acuna trying to keep the inning going. He rips it home. Swing and a miss. Acuna strikes out with a slider away. And the side comes to a close. No runs for the Riders on a hit. No errors. A runner left stranded. It's time to stretch in San Antonio, Texas. Frisco down 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Baseball is a game for the keen-minded, and that's especially true at Riders Field on May 13th for STEM Night. Partnered with Allen ISD Night, local STEM teams will be showcasing projects in robotics and more. Plus, community partners from Huntington Learning Center, Mathnasium, and McGraw-Hill will be at the ballpark helping put on a great night and spotlighting our future community leaders. It's a STEM Around the Bases experience on May 13th. For more info, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson, the new set of cleats for the Rough Riders on the hill, taking over for Tekoa Roby. He goes a Rough Riders starting pitcher, season-high 6 innings, but he does allow 4 runs on 8 hits in the process. Overall, he pitched very well. Struck out 7, didn't walk a batter. Jorge Onya, first batter, and first pitch from Anderson is inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Roby's final line, 6 innings, 4 runs, all earned on 8 hits, 7 strikeouts, no walks. 1-0. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike on Onya, the 9-hole hitter, 0 for 2 tonight. 4-1 Missions lead. 1-1 pitch. Slider grounded to short. Acuna to his left. He's been busy tonight. He fields and throws on to first for the out. One away. Evan Mendoza at the top of the order now. Mendoza out of NC State. He's from the Maryland area originally, and he was looking to be a pitcher when he first joined the Wolfpack. Anderson ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Off the outside corner, 1 ball, no strikes. Pitched his first year and had a nearly 7 ERA at NC State. He said, it might not be the best idea, so he became a position player and then ended up having a very good career. The 1-0. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes. Drafted by the Cardinals and was with that organization until he was a Rule 5 pick of the Padres in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft this offseason. The pitch. Takes a slider on the outside corner from Anderson, and it's 2-1. Grant Anderson with the Rough Riders in parts of the last three seasons. He delivers. Fastball inside. Three balls and one strike. Began the season this year in AAA. Round Rock made one appearance and then joined Frisco. After their season started, AAA began a week earlier than AA did. 3-1. Low and outside for ball four. One out base runner in the seventh inning for San Antonio. Daniel Johnson steps in. Missions by three runs here in the seventh. Last year with the Riders, Anderson a 2.80 ERA. He went 5-0. Struck out 75 batters in 54 and two-thirds innings. And went up to AAA towards the end of the year. Made eight appearances there and had bad numbers when you look at it just from face value. But if you go back and look through the games, he didn't pitch that poorly. Stretch in the pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen, 0-1. With Round Rock last year, and one bad outing, his first time out for Round Rock, he allowed five runs, and then he only allowed four runs in his last seven appearances, going multiple innings a few times. Stretch, and the pitch on the way. Here's a drive to center field. Carter going back. He's still going back. Shy of the warning track, he reaches up to make the catch. Runner tags from first, and the throw is not in time, so Mendoza tags and moves up to second on the flyout to center field. Two outs in the seventh inning. Tirso Ornelas steps in, 4-1 missions. In Anderson's last seven outings in AAA, he had a 3.38 ERA. Really not that bad at all, but the bullpen is very, very full in AAA Round Rock right now. So unfortunately, they had to send him back down here to Frisco. Anderson delivers. Outside, one ball, no strikes. And we say, unfortunately, amazing guy to have in the clubhouse. He got married in the offseason. But he pitched well enough to be in AAA. The 1-0. Breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Dangerous guy at the plate in Tirso Ornelas. 0-3 tonight, though. His worst game of the series so far. Mendoza takes off for third. The pitch is popped up down the left side. Biggers over towards the line. He makes the catch in front of the Mission's dugout, and the side comes to a close. So nice work by Grant Anderson. He allows the walk to Evan Mendoza, but no damage done. We go to the top of the eighth inning. 4-1 missions here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Ajayi starts off the top of the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 4-1 to San Antonio. They took the lead early in the top of the first inning on a Little League home run by Luis Angel Acuna. Missions came back with two runs in the second. They added two more in the sixth inning to take their 4-1 lead. And now Sajacy steps in from the right side against Nick Hernandez in his second inning of work. First pitch. Slider at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sajacy 0-3 tonight. Now just 3-16 in the series. Trying to get something going. 0-1. He swings, fouls it off the mask of Siegel behind home, and it's 0-2. So J.C. Harris and Strom, 3-4-5 in the Rough Riders order in this top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him high and away for strike three. Third strikeout for Hernandez in relief, and there's one away. Dustin Harris to the plate now. Harris reached on an error in the sixth. The Rough Riders have yet to put together an inning with multiple hits tonight. They have sprinkled their five hits across the first four innings and then one in the seventh as well. Just haven't been able to put it together like they did last night when they had four different innings with multiple hits. The pitch. Inside, one ball, no strikes on Harris. That's just how baseball goes sometimes. Riders lost three in a row. They've won three in a row now. The 1-0. Strike in the outside corner at the knees, 1-1. You just never know. Frisco coming in at 4-3. San Antonio, 2-5. Time called. Gosh, another ball got loose down the right field line out of the bullpen. Mark Church is warming up out there. Alex Spies has to go track it down. One ball, one strike on Harris. Look in by the right-hander. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Harris swings and misses on a ball low of the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders entering today tied for first place in the Southern Division of the Texas League with Amarillo. Amarillo taking on Corpus Christi. Bottom of the seventh inning there. It's 5-1. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Hernandez strikes out his fourth batter in a row, and we're two away. Kellen Strom steps in now. 1-2 with a single in the second and a walk in the sixth. Hernandez from the stretch, the pitch. Strom takes on the outside corner, a strike 0-1. Elsewhere in the Texas League, Tulsa an 8-3 advantage over Midland, top of the seventh. Northwest Arkansas up 12-3 over Wichita. That one went final. The pick. Check swing high and away, and it's one ball and one strike. And inclement weather postponed Arkansas and Springfield, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, and that might affect the pitching rotation that the Rough Riders will see next week from the Travelers. 1-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Nick Hernandez has looked nasty. We'll see if Arkansas, who's already 6-1 to start the year, what they'll do for their starting rotation next week based on what happens tomorrow, if they want to go two starters, if they want to go bullpen day in that second game. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Nick Hernandez strikes out the side. He's whipped five in a row. And Rough Riders are down quietly in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up. Rough Riders trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Mark Church enters the ballgame out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's the third pitcher turned to by Frisco tonight. Church relieves Grant Anderson. And he faces Pedro Castellanos to start things off, then Corey Howell and Chandler Siegel. Church winds back and delivers. Fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. Mark Church, fastball slider combination, right-handed pitcher. Throws very, very hard with that fastball and the slider. 1-0 pitch. Fastball into center field. Evan Carter started back, now comes in a couple steps. And he's under it to make the catch. One away for Corey Howell. Really tough series for Pedro Castellanos. He's 0-19, or 0-18, I should say, with two hit-by-pitches. Well, that's insult to injury right there. Corey Howell, he's 2-for-3 with two doubles today and a run scored. Here's the windback by Church. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 0-1 on Corey Howell. Church making his second appearance in this series. The pitch. Ground ball, weakly hit back to the mound. Church fields and underhand flip to first base, jogging over towards first. Is in time. Two outs. Church, a former high school shortstop and a very good one, fielding his position easily. Chandler Siegel now. He's had a great game. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored. Doubled and an RBI single, and then came in to score in the sixth inning. 22-year-old Church winds back and deals. Fouled off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's 0-1. Third appearance for Church on the season, a 3.86 ERA for him. He's allowed just one run in 2 1/3 innings. Five strikeouts over those 2 1/3. 0-1 pitch. Fastball, ground ball, foul, third base line. 0-2. A guy who Rangers are very high on out of the bullpen. He's taken to the 18th round by the Rangers in 2019. After throwing just about 24 innings in high school. There is action in the bullpen as well for San Antonio. Looks like C.D. Pelham. And it is. Church rocks back the 0-2. Fastball foul back. Boy, that fastball is really humming in there. You don't have a radar gun here in San Antonio. Oh, there it is, 96. It looks faster than 96, though. Yeah, radar gun might be off a little bit. 0-2. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Mark Church mows through the Missions. It's his first strikeout. No runs, hits errors, nobody left on base. Top nine coming up. Rough Riders need some runs. They trail 4-1 on Riders Baseball Network.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening, too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Former Rough Rider C.D. Pelham takes over on the mound for the Missions, going for the save in the ninth inning. He'll face Trevor Hover, Jax Biggers, and David Garcia. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders' order. Pelham pitched two nights ago, allowed a run in the ninth inning against the Rough Riders in an 8-1 Frisco victory. Hover struck out against Pelham left on left in that game. Nick Hernandez done after he struck out 5 batters in his 2 innings. Pelham delivers in. Low and away, 1 ball, no strikes. Pelham in his first year with the Padres organization. Longtime Texas Rangers farmhand. 0-1. Low and outside, 2 balls, no strikes. Former 33rd round pick in 2015 by the Rangers. Spent parts of 2 years with the Rough Riders, 2018 and 2019. 2-0. Low of the zone, 3 balls, no strikes. And his biggest problem was always that command. When the command is on, he is nasty. When it's off, he can allow some runs. 3-0 pick. Strike on the inside corner, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. The one run he allowed to the Rough Riders 2 days ago is because of a leadoff walk in that inning. It was to Dustin Harris. 3-1 pitch to Hover. There's a fly ball into left field. Onya tracing back just a few steps. Shy of the warning track, makes the catch. One down in the ninth inning. Rough Riders trailing by 3, and Jax Biggers steps in. 0 for 3 day for the Riders third baseman. Just 5 hits tonight for Frisco. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Biggers comes up empty on a high fastball away. 0-1. 3 singles, a triple, and a double tonight for the Rough Riders on the offensive side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And a big breaking ball low and away, and it's 0-2. And time called. Biggers steps out. Rough Riders not getting it clicking on the offensive side tonight. Brian Gonzalez, the starter, went 3 2/3. Then Edwin Bencomo, 2 1/3, the pitch. Strike 3 called, and a slider upper part of the zone. Biggers down looking. And there are two away. Final hope is David Garcia for the Rough Riders tonight. After Ben Como, Nick Hernandez, now C.D. Pelham. ...4-1 our score. San Antonio out in front. First pitch to Garcia. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 0-1. Switch hitter batting for the right side against the southpaw. 0-1 on the way. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike. The series finale tomorrow. 1:05 first pitch time. We'll have Ryan Garcia against Efrain Contreras. Both those guys making their second start in the series. 1:05 first pitch time will be on the air at 12:50 for the pregame show. 0-2 pitch on the way to Garcia. Down in the dirt. 1-2. We'll have part two of our interview tomorrow during that pregame show with Thomas Sejasi. Hope you join us for some day baseball. Garcia down to the count. 1-2. Pelham delivers in. Just low and away. Siegel thought it was strike three. Stood up immediately. Didn't get the call from home plate umpire Benjamin Engstrand. Well, 2-2 with two outs. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. There's your ball game. Rough Riders fall 4-1 on this Saturday night to the Missions. And it forces a chance for the Rough Riders to win the series tomorrow or for San Antonio to force a series split in the finale. Final score, Rough Riders fall 4-1 to the Missions. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to San Antonio. Fireworks going off out in front of us here at the Wolf. Rough Riders ball 4-1, our final score in game 5 of this 6-game series. Final line score, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Missions. They strand 5. Rough Riders, 1 run on 5 hits, no errors. They strand a 7 on the base paths. Final game time, 2 hours and 17 minutes in front of 4,412 here in San Antonio. Take a look at the scoring for tonight's game. The Rough Riders jumped out in front early on with Luis Angel Acuna with 1 out in the first inning. Lined a ball to left center field. It got past Daniel Johnson in center. He tried to slide. He ended up kicking it to the warning track. trying to make the stop. Jorge Onya, the left fielder, then tried to pick it up. He bobbled it as he was trying to throw it back in, and that allowed Acuna to circle the bases and come in to score. It was ruled a triple and an error on Onya in left field, allowing Acuna to come on in. That made it 1-0 Rough Riders. And then in the bottom of the second inning, San Antonio, they volleyed back with a two-run double by Luis Aviles Jr. to take the lead and added two more runs when Chandler Siegel ripped an RBI single in the sixth inning. And the next batter, Brantley Bell, an RBI double to make it a 4-1 game. And that was our final score. Tekoa Roby in the start for the Rough Riders. He was strong until that sixth inning when things kind of unraveled with two outs. He went six innings, allowing four runs, all earned on eight hits. He struck out seven and did not walk a batter. The win goes to Edwin Bencomo in relief. 2 1/3 innings shutout for the Missions. And the loss to Tekoa Roby. CeeDee Pelham with his second save of the year for San Antonio. Rough Riders fall to 4-4 with the loss. San Antonio improves to 3-5 with the win. And we will continue our postgame coverage after this with a look at our scoreboard and a set of the pitching matchup as well for the series finale tomorrow at 1:05. More to come on the postgame show after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get your golf on April 21st with the 2023 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship Night. The Rough Riders are partnering with PGA Frisco on April 21st, so come get a free koozie at the gates on the way in, check out the PGA Golf Trophy at the game, and enjoy all of our golf-themed activities throughout the evening. There's also a ticket package available that includes 2 golf towels and discounted tickets to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in May. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com and we'll see you on April 21st. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Fireworks continuing to go off here in San Antonio. Let's get you a look at the league scoreboard in the Texas League. All 10 teams in action supposedly tonight, but Arkansas and Springfield postponed due to inclement weather, so they'll make that up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. And the rest of the teams were able to get their games in. Northwest Arkansas, they bludgeon Wichita 12-3, the final score. Corpus Christi, they drop one, or are losing, I should say, to Amarillo 5-3 currently in the bottom half of the eighth inning. While Tulsa, they are also currently taking on Midland, and they are leading 8-5 in the top half of the eighth inning out in Midland, Texas, at Momentum Bank Ballpark. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, the Rangers, they drop one to Houston on the road today, 8-2. Cole Reagans gets the loss in that game, coming in for the injured John Gray, who took a line drive back to the hill off the elbow, and he had to exit the game. So hopefully John Gray is all right, but a 5-run seventh inning for Houston really separated themselves in that ball game, and the Astros go on to win. The Rangers still a game and a half up, though, on the Astros in the American League West. Triple-A Round Rock in action against the Seattle Mariners-affiliated Tacoma Rainiers. It's 10-0 Tacoma out in front of the Express. That's in the top of the eighth inning. High A Hickory, they dropped one to Wilmington 3-2, and low A Down East, they fall to Augusta 2-0. As for us, we will have the series finale tomorrow at 1:05. Excited for this one. Ryan Garcia will take on Efrain Contreras in the series finale, with pregame coverage beginning at 12:50 and first pitch at 1:05. The Rough Riders with a win would win the series, and with a loss would split the series with San Antonio. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders and our very gracious hosts here in San Antonio, Texas. For my partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 12:50 for a 1:05 first pitch. Once again, our final score tonight, 4-1, Missions take down the Rough Riders. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!